Hello, my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Whoa,
we miss anyone?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata, and that was, of course, the Rolling Stones. Get off my cloud, and this is being recorded on August the 25th, though it's going out on the 30th. And yesterday on the 24th came the word that Charlie Watts, a drummer of the Rolling Stones, had passed away at the age of 80. And there's not a lot that you can say about Charlie Watts. It hasn't already been said, but I'll just say he joined the Rolling Stones in 1963, got married in 1964, and stuck with both the band and his wife until the very end. And that was to the benefit of all parties involved, including us, the fans. He was a titan of the trade, one of the best to swing the sticks, and the calm at the center of the crossfire hurricane. So we're going to open up this show with a string of songs by the Rolling Stones that truly, in my opinion, show off Watts's prowess, and then we'll have a little Stones adjacent treat at the very end, but you know, I won't give away the game just yet. We're going to start off with, well, first, and in this block is a live version of Honky Tonk Woman, which I saw Wilco and Slater Kinney cover last night at the Pavilion in South Boston. Long story, but I'll play some songs by them next week. But they covered Honky Tonk Woman in tribute to the man, and on the bass drum was written, "Charlie is my darling," a reference to the 1965 Stones documentary of the same name. But anyway, we're going to get things started with what I feel to be one of the best displays of Watts' drumming power. And also on bass, Keith Richards. Fancy that. All right, now take a listen to this, why don't you?
Yeah. get a line on you, my sweet honey love. Over to a jangling dynasty, thank you for your ride, every woman that you meet.
From 1972's Exile on Main Street, that's Shine a Light by the Rolling Stones, and also by the Rolling Stones, we had a live version of Honky Tonk Woman from the live album Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That is the live album which features Charlie Watts on the cover cavorting wholesomely with a pack animal. If you can tell me which pack animal it is, please send it in on a postcard. The answer, not the animal. And at the start was Let's Spend the Night Together, which appeared on the American version of Between the Buttons, as well as the compilation Flowers. And that's all for Charlie Watts, dead at 80, and a damn shame it is. Turning our attention to domestic concerns, what do we have coming up? We have some New Order. It's a song that came up frequently when Reverend Charlie and I were driving across the country. Some Fats Domino. But first, I found a job.
Damn, that television! What a bad picture! Don't get upset! It's not a major disaster! There's nothing wrong tonight, you mal lo he pasado en esta tierra. Se me olvidó el canto del tordo, ya ni distingo la azucena. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. Cuando era niña me decían, mañana habrá días mejores. Me pasé la vida esperando, no se acabaron los dolores. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, siempre fue así. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, siempre fue así. Una que no vive en la gloria debe de arreglársela sola. Cuando los hijos tienen hambre no se tragan ninguna historia. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo pienso así. Vida para el rico es la abundancia, vida del pobre que es lamento. Con la fragancia del aroma no calmaré mi pensamiento. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. La Rosarito me ha ofrecido allá en su rancho pan y abrigo, hasta que llegue Salvador y se terminen los martirios. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo siento así. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí. Claro que sí, lo quiero así. Me voy por este caminito, yo no he perdido la confianza. No me vengan con más engaño, en septiembre cantará el gallo. Claro que sí, cantar así. Claro que sí, lo digo así. Claro que sí, cantar así. Claro que sí, lo creo así.
I'm walking, yeah, the day and I'm talking. When you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking, yeah, the knees I'm talking. For you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
A lot of sounds coming at you, so we'll unpack them. That was Fats Domino, I'm Walking. Before that, Isabella Pata with En Septiembre Cantará el Gallo. In September, the cock will sing. And I play that because, well, September is just 2 days away from when this broadcast goes out, isn't it? What else did we have in there? We also had New Order, Age of Consent, and the Talking Heads Found a Job from More Songs About Building and Food, their sophomore album. And I'm playing that because I found a job. Hooray for me. And let's just pretend I put those DJ horns in here. There we go. Moving right along, let's do a quick pause for the cause with a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Not to bring everyone down, but another loss was visited upon the music world when Don Everly passed away. A few days ago, of course, one half of the Everly Brothers, his brother Phil, passed in 2014. And in observance of this moment, I'm going to be playing 2 songs by the Everly Brothers. One that shows their ability to quote-unquote rock out, as the kids say, and one that displays their softer harmonies. And then I'll be playing a live cover of one of their hits by some longtime fans of theirs. See if you can guess who they are. Anyway, here are the Everly Brothers. Praise and blessings upon them.
Dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you.
this grass I've ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses good country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to be seen in Bowling Green night. Kentucky sunshine makes the heart of
At the beginning was the Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do Is Dream, followed by a live version of Bowling Green, a song also covered by Neko Case on her first solo album, I believe it was, The Virginian. And speaking of covers, that was a cover of Bye Bye Love by Simon and Garfunkel from Bridge Over Troubled Water. And for the longest time, I thought Bye Bye Love was a Buddy Holly song, but you know, that shows the easy blending of rock and country, and Bowling Green also proves that. And I remember when Phil Everly died in 2014, I was doing a show, Reverend Charlie was visiting, and it was some ungodly hours, like 6 a.m., and he read a passage in Phil Everly's obit in the New York Times, Paul Simon was in conversation with Paul McCartney, and Paul Simon said to Paul McCartney that, you know, the first time he met Paul McCartney, he was so incredibly nervous he didn't know what to say. And Paul said, "I know exactly how you felt. I felt the same way when we first met the Everly Brothers." And yeah, and the Everly Brothers' influence is heard to this day in acts such as the Cactus Brothers and wherever good harmonies can be found. And speaking of good harmonies, to pivot seamlessly, this past Friday, I went to a free concert in Harvard Square, and there were many good acts, but one particular caught my eye, and it was a band called Hawthorne. They're a folk duo based out of JP, although one half is from Portland, Oregon, originally, or at least Oregon. I'm assuming on Portland, so if it's not Portland, I apologize deeply. Anyway, the harmonies blew me away to the point where I was reminded of the Dire Honeys, the East Hampton band that I've spoken highly of before in this program. But I'm not going to play any Dire Honeys along with Hawthorne, because I would hate to accuse one or the other being derivative of the other. That is absolutely not the case. Hawthorne are their own thing, and they do it so damn well, to the point where they're up for a New England Music Award this year. And congratulations to them. It's in the Americana category. Anyway, I'm going to play two from their newest album, which is Maggie Willow, and I want you to sit back and enjoy some of this fine, fine harmonizing and this fine, fine instrumentalizing right here on Great Songs About Nothing Good.
She walked away. I didn't know what she could. She runs through the woods, her fears broken and tied. Adeline, she turned away. I didn't know what she'd recall. Adeline, she runs to the sea, carrying fistfuls of fire. Thank you. apple tree. Every year brings the turning. I have known him again and again. I will know him, oh, so long. Apple tree, don't you see?
From Hawthorne right there off of their latest LP, Maggie Willow, which came out in 2019. And if you see that they're going to be playing in a venue near you or near a friend, I highly advise you, to the point of voluntelling you to go, write a report, hand in your blue book to my TA, and maybe we'll read your report live on the air. But not this week. No, no, no. Because number one, that defies the laws of time. Number two, it's the end of this week's episode of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and so happy you tuned in. Before we go, I'm not going to leave you with the usual wedding present cover of the Cheers theme. Instead, we're going to pivot one more time back to the late Charlie Watts. Of course, his thing was being the drummer for the Rolling Stones. Most people know that. But what most people do not know is that his first love, his first real, real passion was jazz. Charlie Parker, the swing movement, that's where he really, really got his love for the drums. And it took a bit of hemming and hawing and, suggestion from Ray Davies that he join the Rolling Stones, that he take up their invitation all those moons ago. And by the 1980s, the Stones were kind of on the they were on the outs with one another, and solo careers were happening, feuds were happening, and Charlie Watts found himself in a state of really not knowing what to do with himself. He'd been a Stone for 25 years. How do you not do that for your day to day? But he reconnected with his love of jazz and playing it publicly. He put together the Charlie Watts Orchestra, and I'm going to leave you with the opening number from the album they put out in the 1986 Live at the Fulham Town Hall. And it's a real all-star band. The concert was put together with Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones, Ian Stewart, their pianist and road manager, and also amongst the member of the orchestra includes Jack Bruce of the Cream on the cello. And let's see. It's an old Benny Goodman number, and if you think hard, close your eyes, you may find yourself stomping at the Savoy, or at least stomping at the Fulham Town Hall. And it's a testament to the man's, you know, leadership and skills and all the superlatives that I and people more skilled than myself have effused upon the man in the past 24 hours or past week by the time this goes out. Anyway, here is the Charlie Watts Orchestra live at the Fulham Town Hall here on Great Songs But Nothing Good, WMFO in Medford. And I advise you all, one and all, to tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Bye-bye. Though I leave you with this word of advice that Mick Jagger famously learned the wrong way. You know, Charlie Watts was not Mick Jagger's drummer. Mick Jagger was Charlie Watts' singer. ¶¶